Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show. Our theme, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. Today we return to the news, although the subject matter goes beyond current news. Jews are being blamed for the COVID virus. Yes, you heard me correctly. Jewish people are being blamed for the COVID virus. Now, to anyone who studies history, this is no surprise at all. Whenever we have tyranny, and there is a growing tyranny, not only in our country, but all over the world, are you noticing? Are you paying attention? I hope you are. With tyranny, anti-Semitism is always close at hand. I'm reading now from a portion of ABC News. The false theories generally went like this. According to the report, Jews and Israelis created and spread the virus so that they could rescue the world with lucrative vaccines. The trend echoed an ancient form of anti-Semitism that blamed Jews for spreading illnesses and other tragedies. Researchers also noted that conspiracy theorists drew false comparisons between the health restrictions and vaccines and the Holocaust, in which the Nazis murdered more than 6 million Jews. The anti-Semitic trend waned. You know what, before I even go on, I'm just glad that a major outlet like ABC News is even talking about anti-Semitism instead of getting caught up in it. Let's at least be grateful for that. Anyway, I continue with this report from ABC News, just a couple of days old. The anti-Semitic trend waned in the summer, the report said, but surged in the fall with news of the development of vaccines. A divisive presidential election campaign in the U.S., meanwhile, served as fertile ground for the rise of conspiracy theories, it said. Online anti-Semitic messages spread, including worrying anecdotal evidence that those repeating them hailed not just from extremist circles, but from quote-unquote populations with no well-defined political or ideological identities, the report said. Those blamed included the Rothschild family, billionaire George Soros, and ultra-Orthodox Jews who flouted safety rules and among whom the virus surged. Okay, before I go on, let me say something about George Soros. He is not our subject today, but I need to say this before continuing. George Soros is behind the scenes with a lot of what is going on in the world today. An attempt to eliminate America's republic and force it into a Marxist global community. He has a lot to do with that. He is one of the puppet masters. I can't stand George Soros. Yes, he is Jewish. So am I. I am Jewish, and once again, I can't stand George Soros. Why are so many people incapable of separating one man and his ideologies from his entire culture? And I say culture because Soros is not a religious Jew. That makes him a cultural Jew for want of any other designation. For the last 2,000 years, anti-Semitism has not only demonstrated man's inhumanity to man, it has also been a puzzle and bewilderment to the entire world. Nothing, and I mean nothing, about anti-Semitism makes sense, at least not on the surface. Consider the following. The only thing that the extreme right and the extreme left have in common is a hatred for Jews. A while back, I read a conservative blog in which somebody blamed the problem of illegal immigration on the Jews. He went on a tirade against Zionism as well. As a Jew who is very outspoken against illegal immigration, I found this laughable. And as a Zionist, I remind everybody, a Zionist is merely one who believes Israel has a right to exist. Are you catching the contradiction here? A person who correctly wants America to protect its borders denies another country the right to protect its borders, indeed denies whether this country should even be existing at all. Ironically, many who would be on the other side here, many who would disagree with this conservative blogger, many who do not want America to defend her borders, they have every bit as much of a problem with Israel. Leftist Marxists also hate Israel, along with countless Muslims who are not on the left. Muslims mostly have conservative values, and they hate Israel. Not every single Muslim, but in general, that is true. Now, some people view Judaism as a religion. Others view Judaism as a race. race. But don't worry, Jews get hated equally for either designation. Those who object to the religion are known to call the Jews Christ killers. But this only shows how little they understand Christianity, because the Bible teaches that Jesus was meant to die, that he came to die. It was his purpose to die. It was God's will to offer him as a sacrifice for our sins, that if not for our sins, everybody's sins, the world's sins, our collective sins, if not for that, he would not have needed to die. And as a result, we are all responsible for his death, whether Jew or Gentile. One who does not understand this concept, basic and foundational to the gospel, does not understand Christianity and is not a true follower of Jesus Christ. Therefore, the bigot's disdain for Jews is not actually religious at all. He may dress it up as religious, but we are forced to view such hatred as a mystery. On the other hand, those who view Jewish people as a race have a difficult time explaining what it is about this race that they don't like. Is it the skin color? Not all Jews have the same color of skin. Some are tan, but the Jews in Sweden have blonde hair and blue eyes. They don't all have big noses either, and even if they did, many people have big noses. Big-nosed people who are not Jewish are not hated. Okay, maybe it's those nasty Jewish traits. After all, aren't they a conspiracy of communists trying to take over the world? Actually, my friend, just as many suggest that they are a conspiracy of greedy capitalist bankers trying to take over the world. The Nazis found it useful to accuse them of both, hoping nobody would notice the contradiction. That's usually the template for a tyrant. Assume that the population is stupid. Generally, the assumption is correct. And then there's Israel. Radio talk show host Dennis Prager put it perfectly. In his words, Israel is the only country in history that people feel has no right to exist. Countries war with each other and sign treaties all the time, but the right of the enemy country to exist is never brought into question. Those were the words of Dennis Prager. And for those who believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, this mystery finds a partial explanation in what the Bible calls spiritual warfare. You may not believe in the existence of good angels and evil spirits. Other shows of mine defend their existence. Some of them I did just recently. For now, let's just stipulate that whatever your opinion of the Bible, this is just exactly what the Bible teaches. Demonic beings seek to keep people from the love of God, and these beings especially hate the Jews. They hate the Jews because through the Jews, the Messiah came into the world. That's clearly taught in Revelation in this symbolism seen through the eyes of the Apostle John's vision, and it's one of the rare places in Revelation where the symbolism is explained. In this symbolism, a dragon pursues a woman who bore a male child. The dragon is identified as Satan. The child is Christ. The woman who bore the child is the nation of Israel. Now, reasonable speculation, but also suggests that demonic beings probably hate the Jews because through the Jews we receive the Bible, both Old and New Testaments. The ability of demons to foster irrational hatred may be a missing piece of the puzzle here. If you don't wish to accept this idea, so be it. But I hope you will at least agree with me that anti-Semitism is a mystery because it makes absolutely no sense. Unfortunately, its lack of logic does not keep it from spreading. Anti-Semitism is as bad today as it has ever been, and it is growing all over the world, not just the Arab world, but Europe, once again, where it had a happy home not so long ago. And I don't need to tell you about some of the anti-Semites in our own Democrat Congress these days. People like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, whose own website supports BDS. That stands for Boycott, Divestment, and Sanction of Israel. Fancy sounding words. It's shorthand for the elimination of Israel. According to the Jerusalem Post, BDS has connections with the terrorist group Hamas, which calls openly for the complete and utter destruction of Israel. Tlaib also wrote a column for Louis Farrakhan's publication in 2006. Now, she claims that just because she wrote that column, she's not endorsing the man. Oh, no, not at all. Well, thanks for the explanation. My friends, Louis Farrakhan calls Jews termites and says Hitler was a great man, and Louis Farrakhan is very popular in America today. So yes, anti-Semitism is alive and well. What can we do about it? Well, speak out against it for one. Here, I'll lead by example. I'll leave you with a little joke. Have you heard the one about the Jew and the nitwit? A nitwit went into a bar, sat next to a Jew, and said, "You Jews killed Jesus Christ." The Jew shrugged his shoulders and said, "Even if that were true, it happened 2,000 years ago." The nitwit replied, "Oh, well, I just found out about it today." This is Bob Siegel, making the obvious obvious.